The theme to our segment, Racetracks Everywhere. We travel the nation, catch up with race clubs, talk about their race club, their racetrack, their meetings in their township. And a very popular part of Australia is the southern coast of New South Wales. It is certainly a place to be at this time of the year with holiday makers arriving. And it's a perfect timing for Maruya Jockey Club to have a number of feature meetings. This week is the Naruma Cup. They have their own cup in January. It's a hive of activity. Ken Brown, the club manager, takes our call. How are you, Ken?
Yeah, fantastic.
It is a good time for you coastal holidays, but it's an important time too because this meeting coming up will be the first meeting, I believe, with people on track at Maruya in quite some time.
Absolutely, yeah. We haven't had a person on the track since August 3.
Wow. So this could be a huge day. What's the indication in terms of ticketing, advice, just people ringing
we're
up?
We're looking at 2,500
right,
on the day.
That's a good crowd for you?
That's a good crowd, yeah, yeah. I mean, we probably haven't got the parking for that many, to be honest with you. So it'll be it's a real good crowd. The town of Naruma is really supporting it, which is fantastic.
So where will they park? You'll turn them around. What, car park full? Is that? Do you even have a car park full sign there at your club?
No, no such thing. They'll park anywhere up and down the street. We've got about a K to the race course from the turnoff, so they'll all be parking all the way up there.
So you're close enough now to Christmas school holidays that you would expect a lot of Victorians and people that normally come to your region to be part of your crowd makeup?
Yeah, ACT and Victoria are a huge part of it. They'll be down in their droves. I've been told 96% of our accommodation's already booked out for that week before Christmas, so we're expecting a lot of people down here.
Now, don't get into the politics myself of rules and restrictions, but we know New South Wales is slightly different now for vaxxed versus unvaxxed, but that doesn't change the criteria, does it not, to race clubs? Is that the case for you with crowds this week in terms of restrictions, or can anyone go?
Anyone can go.
Right.
Yep, the only restriction that we've been told of is that any staff person working behind the bar who's unvaccinated has to wear a mask.
Okay, is that something you... By the by, or as I said, there'll be people listening here in Melbourne that'll say, gee, that's different to a race meeting in Victoria. A lot of people might say they prefer the Victorian way of making sure everyone is vaccinated, but you don't make the rules. What is it, just as I say, something that's by the by, or do you have an opinion, or?
No, not really. I won't go into politics. I'm a bit the same as you. We just follow the rules, whatever we've been told to do, and that's we'll still be trying to do social distancing. We will recommend wearing a mask on the day. But if people choose not to, that's up to them as well.
So then you have your cup, don't you, just after New Year, is that right?
So 3rd of January, and that day will be, yeah, even bigger, I believe, because of the public holiday this year. So it's a New Year's public holiday.
Well, if you don't have a sign painted for this weekend, Ken, you'll need one saying car park full for the cup itself.
We're organising plenty of buses, don't worry.
How's life been in Maruya? You mentioned you haven't had people on track, but in terms of state being opened up, is the coastal area there starting to kick into gear? Did it increase in recent months at all, or have you noticed it's been a slow return to normality? How's it been?
Yeah, slow return to normality is what I'd call it. We've had it tough down here, to be perfectly honest. We had the bushfires 2 years ago. We were affected by COVID last year. Everyone's hopeful of a good summer for all businesses, really, down here.
And how has weather treated you? There's been some very flooded areas in New South Wales in recent weeks. Some meetings couldn't go ahead, but how has your coastal destination been okay for you and your track and so on?
We're pretty lucky we went last weekend. We had 100 mils on between Friday and Saturday morning. And we just had 25. We had a big thunderstorm hit the course last night. We've got another 25 mils, so we're a heavy 8 at the moment. But we're hopeful that'll come down to about a soft 5. We're a very good draining track, so very lucky in that respect.
How many times a year do you race at Maruya?
13.
13. There's quite a block now around this busy summer period, but is there a lengthy break at all, or is it constant?
Yeah,
or?
We've just come off a lengthy break. So we had one from 1st October was our last meeting. And now we're 19th December, and then we don't race again after the 13th of January till Easter Saturday in April.
And Sapphire Coast, a pretty big turf club as well. Would they be the big kids on the block, would you say, in your area? Or
I think we're both about the similar, very similar. Rob's a great manager down there. We try and work together.
Right. Didn't Sapphire Coast or your club host a couple of cups for a couple of local areas that couldn't race? I'm just wondering, was it Bombala or I'm just trying to think.
That would be Sapphire.
Right, yeah, okay.
We've done Bombala Cup.
Right.
We've done the country championship 3 years ago when they couldn't race at Nowra.
Right. And what are fields like for this weekend? Are horse numbers pretty strong?
Yeah, very good fields. I think minimum of 11 is the smallest field I saw this morning. I think there's only one race of that, but the rest look like full fields. So very happy with the nominations and very excited to see what will be produced.
Do you have many trainers? Do you have trainers at your track at Maruya?
Yep. So we've probably got about 20 trainers.
20? That's a pretty busy, that's a big allocation for your track, isn't it? That sounds strong.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, so we've probably got, over 50 horses a morning on the track.
I know it's a trendy title. We've got a few here, but I'm going to say it tongue-in-cheek, but when you've got 20 trainers at your club, does that mean you're allowed to call yourself a Maruya Training Centre as well, or?
Oh, we'd like to. We'd like to put a bit more into our training. Hopefully down the track, that's what we can do.
That's just interesting. Trainers have trained at racetracks for decades, but suddenly now they've become training centres as well as race courses. Hey, yeah. Great to chat to you. All the best with your meeting. And then that meeting in January. Sounds as though if anyone in a Victorian audience is travelling to the south coast of New South Wales for a holiday, that might sound like a great thing to time. But as you've said, I guess you want to have booked your accommodation, but I guess people will find a bed somewhere or make it a trip. But good luck. That sounds like a beauty. Have a great meeting, a special day, because you haven't had people for so long, Ken. And thanks for taking the call.
No worries. Thank you very much for that. Cheers.
Ken Brown, south coast of New South Wales. A lot of people will holiday there. They'll know that. Maruya. It's the Naruma Cup meeting. It'll be the first time that race club has had people on track since August. Good luck to them.